2.
Up all night, wondering the way. If you
Once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment. One wonderful moment when fate takes his hands. And this is my moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. Yes, once in my lifetime, you know I feel like a giant. I saw like an eagle, as though I had wings. And this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in my lifetime, I'm gonna do great things, yeah. Once in my lifetime, you know a man knows a moment. One wonderful moment when fate takes his hands. And this is my moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. Yes, once in my lifetime, you know I feel like a giant. I saw like an eagle, as though I had wings. This is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in my lifetime, I'm gonna do great things. Yow! Hit me! Oh.
the 70s, I hung it up a little while because of the disco music. Well, in the 70s, but that was it. Quit that crap. All right. There. That's it. Disco's gone. Paul Revere keeps rocking on. That's right. That's, I'm like bad breath. I refuse to go away. That's right. Okay, okay. You boys having fun?
Yeah.
All right. I tell you, you like Raider songs? You like me? Here's one called Him or Me. Here we go. All right. Okay, boys. That's it. Here's a very heavy song about a heavy subject.
Well, have you got yourself a brand new baby? So don't tell me, maybe. If it's so, well, I got to know. At you, and I think you're gonna help him up again. Well, have you got yourself a brand new baby? So don't tell me, baby, if it's so. Things my way, would you let me know today? And if you decide it's him, I'll change my plans. Well, have you got yourself a brand new baby? So don't tell me, maybe, if it's so. I got to know what you're gonna be. I am a
damn it! All right, all right, where's me? People say, Paul, you're back and you look better than ever. That's right, boy, I'm telling you, I feel good. I feel, no, we can't do that song. No, we didn't get the clearance, okay. But I feel exceptionally well, let me put it that way. Okay, oh, people want to know, what about albums? Let me show you, I got albums. That's right, kids. I'm back for your money. I'm back for your money. 37 of the Raiders' greatest hits. 37, that's right. Dig around that damn barrel at Kmart. We're there somewhere. Dig around that barrel. We're way down the bottom, just right by Johnny and Hurricanes. Look for us down there. Okay, and of course, we got the Radio Shack album, not doing so hot. Christmas album, too early. Okay, and of course, a live album, dead. Okay, I found out what the problem is. Albums cost too much money. Children out here, they spending money on other things like BMWs. They ain't got money to spend on albums. So I'm on your side. I came up with a great idea. Generic rock album number one. Show me your generic rock album. Anybody out there got one? See that? It's selling like hotcake. Okay, that's right. Generic rock album number one. I'm telling you, I'm saving you big bucks. I'm saving you big bucks. I'm saving you big bucks. You may ask, what am I saving them?
What are you saving them?
Big bucks. That's right. Look at that. Took the color picture off this front cover. I saved you $2. You take $2, $9.95. What you got?
$7.95.
$7.95, son. $7.95. I was looking at it. I saved you a minute right there. And on the back, we got nothing on the back. Nothing on the back. Laugh it up. Perfect. Nothing on the back. That's right. Usually put credits on the back. I give credit to no one. That saves you another $2. Now we got
$5.95.
Baby Raiders on a roll. Baby Raiders on a roll. Inside, we have more savings.
No more savings, please.
Yes, inside, we have more savings. What about this? A naked album. That's right, kids. I left that damn sleeve off because that sleeve costs money. That white piece of paper, what is it good for? You can never get it back in the album cover. And listen to the noise the drummer makes when you try. Okay, that's another dollar saved. What you got, my man?
$4.95, sir!
Baby Raider's working up a sweat. He's so excited. Now, look here. On the label, we have nothing written on the label. If they write on the label, it'll cost... I say, if they write on the label, it'll cost you money. Sometimes I have to slow down for the Grateful Dead fans out there. I don't mean to go too fast for you, gang. I said, what did they write on the label? What did they write on the label?
Song titles.
Song titles, that's right. They write song titles. If you want to know what's on it, and we didn't put no song titles on here. If you put song titles on here, it costs you money, and we left the song titles off, saving you money. Of course, if you want to know what's on this album, play that sucker. And I clean that up for you. Okay, that's right. And of course, here we got one more place to save money. No hole. Holes cost money. No need to go into that. Okay, and of course, this is it. And this is the one you want to get on the way out. I'll be out there and I'll be autographing them. That's right, I'm telling you, I'm going to be selling out tonight. So I thought what we could do is another song. Baby Raider, do you have any choice of any songs off of this great album? Huh? Dinner music. The Baby Raider, speaking of dinner music. And I'm on a diet. I love these fish sandwiches I got now. Okay, a little dinner music, boys. Here we go. Oh, God, he's looking at me.
Something that you did, you can't figure out. Now you wanna know I lose my soul and what ticks inside of my brain.
Thank you, baby.
Well, I've got this need, I just can't control, and it's just driving me insane. Oh, I can't take it, no, because I'm hungry for those good things, baby.
Easy.
Spend sweet wine.
Back, stay back.
It's custom world you live in. I'm grown someday. It's this place of high where we can stay alone.
Goes again.
Can almost taste it.
We gotta do something about that boy.
And see his wife.
Back.
I ain't gonna waste the night.
Back.
It's funny, boy.
Wow, man.
You're gonna spend each night. Chin out the days. Chin out the
Now what I'm going to do is a song I wrote in the back of this car. Oh, I can't write them like I used to, but when I was a boy, I was never a boy, but when I was a small man, I used to jump in the back of here. I wore out the back of this car writing this song.
Just like me to feel so good and fall so
chin of real.
Of course, is one of my favorite things. What is my favorite thing, you may ask?
What is your favorite thing?
Okay, first of all, I check the crowd out. I see that there's people my age sitting in the back.
No, your age? No way, Paul.
With Kleenex in their ears. That's right. When you get older, your hearing gets better.
Huh?
See? Okay. So, and they look up. Let's check it out. Every once in a while, somebody comes in to see us. There's a whole different, you know, different generation. That's right, because I come out of the 60s, you understand? But every once in a while, I bump into a guy who drives a BMW, and he calls himself a yuppum.
Was that?
Oh, yuppie, baby raider. He knows these things. I thought it was a yuppie. Yuppie. That's right. These guys drive BMWs, and they give me a bad time.
Hey, why are you wearing that funny suit, man?
These guys. I ain't ready for these guys. I drink beer, they drink white wine. I wear a Mickey Mouse watch, they wear a Rolex. I eat hamburgers, they eat sushi.
Oh.
You ever eat sushi?
No.
Well, eventually you will. There's not enough towel in the world to dry off this nose. Thank you.
Medic, medic!
It's okay. Anyway, the sound man was having a good time, wasn't he? Spinning them damn knobs up there. That's okay. Of course, you guys all recognize that song. That was a big Led Zeppelin hit. Whole Lot of Love. That's right. We turned it down just a little bit. We couldn't get the publishing, so we can't do it. Okay. Here's one of them. Good Thing, one of my favorite Raider songs. 1967. All right. You ready to rock? Let's do it.
Right. Get lost and you will
poor lady was sitting there right in the middle of a drink. Bam! All of a sudden, yeah, fruit suit in her lap. Okay, so Carl's karma, so I mean, he just having too much fun up here. Sees all these pretty girls just pole balls back and forth across the stage. Busy. All right, I'm telling you. Oh, I promise to teach these people things. I told them you'd learn things if you come into this show. I tell you, you know, when he's making fun of that disco thing, that whoop, whoop, remember this song? Yeah. Well, I tell you what, there was a surprise. You know what? That song, what was the name of that song?
Get Off.
That was a disco song, it's called Get Off. It was recorded by a group called Foxy, and the lead singer in that group, and also the guy that wrote that song, is standing right before your very eyes here. Damn right, that's old Carl Drake. Is that right, Sam? Carl here?
Yeah!
All right. Just because you did disco, I ain't gonna hold it against you. I wouldn't hold it against him anyway, would I? That was a good song. Do you realize that was nominated for a Grammy?
Yeah.
The first song he ever wrote in his life, and it gets nominated for a Grammy for the best disco song of the year in 78. See, I was close. Damn right. See, I remember these things. 1978. First song he writes is nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
We've had 20 hit records and not one damn nomination for a Grammy. But the kid here, first time out of the chute. One song, one stinky little dump, whoop, whoop, and he gets nominated for a Grammy. Are you really pissed me off, kid? Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. Now that was not. That, you had a very exciting year. Not only did he have a hit record that year, but he went on tour all over Europe and opened for the Rolling Stones on their European tour. So Mick Jagger, did you see how he worked the crowd? Oh, he remembers. Well, let's do a little Mick Jagger. Let's do some Rolling Stone here. See how well you learned on that tour.
Yeah. Crazy.